Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called The 144,000 Evangelists Meet Jesus and Sing a New Song. Praise the Lord. Remember in chapter 7 of the book of Revelation, we talked about Jesus picking 144,000 Jews who are celibate and never been with women, and they're all men, and they come from each tribe, the 12 tribes of Israel, and they are dedicated for this particular time in history to do a great work for God. Amen. Amen. So we're reading Revelation 14, and now we see those 144,000 with him on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. And let me read that. I saw a lamb standing on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, and with him were 144,000 Jewish evangelists who had his name and his father's name was written on their foreheads. And I heard the sound from heaven like the roaring of a great waterfall and the rolling of mighty thunder. It was the singing of a choir accompanied by harps. This tremendous choir, 144,000 people strong, sang a wonderful new song in front of the throne of God and before the four living beings and the 24 elders. And no one could sing this song except those 144,000 people, men who had been redeemed from the earth. God always says he has a remnant. If the whole world is going into apostasy, God still has a remnant. He will always have his people. They will never let serve any other god. They will worship only God. No other things. Not money, not power, not anything else that could be imagined. Because there's so many things you can imagine that people are worshiping in this day and this hour, but not God's people. They are supposed to be dedicated to God. They are sanctified by God. They are chosen by God. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and giving the word of God the truth, not what people want to hear. We have to tell them Jesus is coming back. In the old days, that was the message for the day. Why? Because they thought Jesus was coming back right away. Well, he waited 2,000 years. I'm sorry about that. We don't have any choice about that. God knows the correct time that he's sending Jesus back to the earth, and the book of Revelation describes the whole event from the beginning to the end. Why didn't people understand it in the past? It just seemed like heaven is someplace we don't know where. Well, we don't know how to get there. We don't know what's going on there. But now we know. We know that there is a heaven, and people have verified it. People have verified that there is something above our earth. We're not just one isolated world. there's the whole universe. And above that is where God is. And the Bible says one day he's going to stand up from the throne and you're going to be able to look straight into the throne room of God and see him standing up from his throne. I didn't say that. The Bible said that. I want to tell you, we don't have a lot of time to play with God. We don't have a lot of time to share the word of God, because one day the word, that day will close and it will be very hard for people to share the word of God. And even now, people don't want to hear it. They rather listen to people about the devil. And what does the devil do? He gets people to kill each other. He gets people to abuse one another. He gets people to think about every evil thing that can be imagined. I don't want a God like that. Do you? You want a God that tells you to do evil things, including killing your own kids or selling them or whatever they do with them nowadays? I don't know. But I see a lot of children being missing in Facebook. There's a lot of kids are being missing. Where are they? Who's got them? What's going on with this generation? There's something wrong here. And if we cannot accept it and deal with it, then what power do we have? But we came from God. He said we are to be holy like he is holy. Does that mean we have to be perfect? He didn't say that. He said, you have been chosen. He's going to give you the answer. He's going to show you what to do. And then he's going to expect you to do what he said. Why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him will be saved. Don't you want that for people? I do. I really was lost, and for many years I never received the Lord, even though I heard about him and I saw things about Jesus when I was little, but I didn't understand who he was and where he fit in to my life. Well, he didn't need to fit into my life. I need to fit into his life, what he's doing, what he's saying, what he wants. Why? Because he is the Savior of the world. He was there in the beginning, and he will be there at the end of the book of Revelation. If you haven't read it, go ahead and read it. He will be there. This tremendous choir that met Jesus on that Mount Zion was 144,000 strong, and they sang a new song. And no one could sing that song except this group of people, for they were spiritually undefiled. They were pure as virgins. They followed the Lamb wherever he goes. You know, one time I sang that song to a group of homeless men. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Amen. They have been purchased from among the men of the earth as a consecrated offering to God and the Lamb. No falsehood can be charged against them. They are blameless. Friends, this is people. We need to be like these people. I mean, we can't in a way because we have so many things going on. We're doing so many things and we're going through a lot of things and we're doing things. But you know what? We have to put God first and let him lead us. Friends, Jesus always loved his people and he will come back to rescue them. I'm talking about the Jewish people. Because, you know, they're going to have a war and they're going to be backing up from that. And somebody's going to have to come and save them. Well, the only one who can do that is Jesus. So in chapter 19 of the book of Revelation, guess who comes back to save them? Jesus. And he will, because he always keeps his promise. Matthew 1, 21 through 22 says, the angel said to Mary, Mary shall bring forth a son, and he shall be called Jesus, not Jehovah, not whoever else name is out there. He gave him the name of Jesus. The people hate the name of Jesus. The demons hate the name of Jesus. We have to say his name. I don't even see it in church anymore. They don't say the name of Jesus. They got Yahweh and 20 different names for him, as in the Old Testament. But when God, the angel came, she said to Mary and the son, and the husband, he shall be called Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. And I'm one of them. He saved me from my own sins. And because he did for me, I know he can do for you. Nobody is exempt. Anyone can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. This was done to fulfill the word spoken of the Lord by the prophet. And if you want to read about the 124, 144 evangelists, you can go to chapter 7 of the book of Revelation. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, right now, I pray for those hearing this message right now. You are calling them out of darkness. I call them out of darkness right now. I call them all of the things that are hindering them with their eyes, their ears. Their heart cannot understand the word of God, but that's the devil. He's a liar, and he has no authority to touch the people of God. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for those getting saved today. And in the future, Father God, we call all those Christians to come out of the darkness and walk in the light and be holy, for God is holy. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.